Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Jade Maddie Creever podcast. Hey guys.
Hello.
Jade, you're right. Excuse yourself.
I'm sorry. I've got my mic's never in the right position.
Do you know what? You are the worst person when it comes to moving your microphone after the button is on, Jade.
I know, but it's, you know, you've got to always get it in the right position, Maddie. You should know that.
Hi guys, yeah, we're here on the show today.
That's you this time.
Yeah, that's not me.
And Maddie, you can't deny the importance of getting it in the right position.
Exactly.
Because no. It's all about hitting the right spot, isn't it?
And if it's not hitting the right spot, you won't be able to hear me.
It's a waste of time.
Important.
Yes, it is. It is. How are you feeling today, guys?
Yeah,
pretty
really
good.
Yeah. I was tired this morning.
Yeah, you were. You were.
But then I'm vibed back up now.
You were considering
7 coffees in.
Yeah, having 2 coffees in a space of 35 minutes. Very unusual for you, mister.
I did sort of 1.5. That was my compromise. At first I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. And I was like,
what's
why
the
not?
Point in not having the other half? Come on.
No, because then
less
I'd be
caffeine.
Too wound up.
Yeah.
Too wound up. You can't have that.
God, I tell you what, this morning, interesting show, we spoke to the Dragon Lady. We got some hate from some of the people that listened to the show this morning.
What was their beef?
I don't know.
They were body modifiers, or aren't they people into modification?
Yeah. So basically what happened, producer Jackson took a call off air and someone had called up and they took offense to it and sort of made out they were making fun of Tiamat, and we absolutely weren't.
Yeah, that's
what's so like awkward about
total
it.
Total misunderstanding.
Like, you know what? We're actually giving her a platform because we're not about judgment here at this show. And it was like, you know what? Why are you saying, you know, threatening? They're called up threatening us.
They threatened us?
Yes.
Apparently.
That's full on.
I know.
Team dinner tonight.
Yeah, I know. I think it's about time we've had a team dinner, I think.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a little bit.
We need to do more of this sort of stuff. We're going to our friends at Smokin' Hot and Saucy. Shout out, by the way.
Yeah. If you live in Newcastle and you like barbecue,
get around it.
Yeah. Do you know what, Jade? I know you had a budget in mind tonight. $20, that's your limit tonight?
Yes, it is.
I think you can squeak
through. I get an allowance a week. So if it's very tight.
Are we doing a share platter?
No,
I'm not forking out. Sorry, fellas.
No, I think that might end up cheaper, but anyway.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I just
want my own business.
Fair enough.
Do you know what? Mardi Gras next week.
I've
had a bit of a summer blowout this week.
You've been
eating McDonald's, pizza.
But you've lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, you have. You look at, like, your face is so much slimmer.
Is it really? That's all that matters.
You can notice.
Oh, well, thanks, guys.
It's definitely noticeable.
Thank you. Better?
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone looks like better when they look healthier.
Yeah, your skin looks good too. Like it's
not breaking out.
I break out all the time. Mm. Who knew that not eating is great for your skin?
Well, it's just probably because you've been eating healthier food. No joke, because your skin's cleared as well.
Oh, thanks.
What time are we meeting tonight?
7.
7?
Seven.
Too late.
Seven. Too early. Too late.
Yeah. 7's good.
7.
I know now why you asked to bring your husband tonight, Jade, because we're like, no partners, team only. You just wanted to get him to pay for it.
I love my husband. I miss him.
You know what?
With him.
You're with your work husbands now, Jade.
That's
you
got
to leave the real one at home.
Oh, I know.
Emmy was like, bring me home some brisket. They do have good brisket.
They
there.
Do. It's delicious.
Do you know what? So we're still on the search for the snack pack hero. We'll meet them tomorrow on the show, which should be great.
Yeah, that's.
We're having a judge off though. There's two that have gone head to head.
We'll see which one's better. It's just gonna be. It's just gonna come down to commitment to the art of the snack pack, isn't it?
It is. I'm so excited. Oh, I'm meant to be going on a diet next week again. Damn it!
So does that mean, Maddie, you'll just come along and watch and
no,
won't eat
I
them?
Won't be coming now. I've decided.
Oh, get out! You can't do that.
We'll see.
Free food, Maddie.
No, free food.
Yeah.
Free
do you know
food.
What? This is the
free
biggest
food.
Test, right? The lead up to Mardi Gras. Every single gay person that's going to Mardi Gras in the country will be like, how to fast? How to lose that little bit of extra weight
is
around
really,
the middle section?
Is that like a big topic on? Is it Facebook groups? Is it forums? Where are you chatting about that?
You know what? So
with your community.
Before I got into real radio, I hosted a show on a gay radio station, right? My friend owns it. And the types of talk topics that we would do were like, hey, give us a call. What are your Mardi Gras diet tips?
Really?
Things like that in the lead up to Mardi Gras.
It's pretty big. It's like at weddings for females, like straight females.
You haven't
Well, actually anyone, really. Everyone wants to see
God, I miss being on gay radio. The things that I used to talk about. I mean, you know, are you a top or bottom? Let us know.
It was just that would be a chat?
Absolutely. There's no limits.
Question, though, still remains.
Yeah.
Is it just your friends you're talking about this with, or is there, like, some sort of community?
Oh, I mean, it's all on Facebook.
Facebook, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, Crevo, at the end of the day, you know what? That's Instagram, Facebook, you know what it is.
Yeah, yeah, true.
TikTok.
True.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know if I just went into awkward social media chat, but that's all right.
I was just interested, like, where the chat is.
Look,
if it's just a mates thing or not.
You know what I was actually trying to do?
What
were you trying to do?
Play your theme song, Crevo.
Oh,
really?
Oh yeah,
talking
here
about
we go.
Gay shit. Oh, I have to do it. Screw the copyright. You know why? Because you like dressing up as the cop from the Village People.
I did it one
Crevo.
Time. It was the remaining costume.
I think that's
and
the real...
You pulled it off so well. It
well,
stuck
thank
with you.
You.
I think that's the real topic here. Crevo. Mm. I think, you know, we had our Kiss and Tell cruise last week. People asked me if he was the gay one.
Mm.
And they thought I was the straight one, which I find very fascinating.
You know what happened there?
Mm.
Everyone was going, oh, he was quiet. But that's because I was running the camera
no,
for the live stream.
Oh, please. It's your feminine nature.
You do have very soft hands.
Do I?
You do.
There you go.
How much, Crevo?
How much what?
Just for one night.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Well, I'm not turnable, but are you?
No.
How much?
I'm not turnable.
I'll turn for some money.
How much would you turn for?
Would you really?
10 grand. Just
10
for
grand?
One night.
That's
just for
it?
One night.
Only 10 grand?
Just for one night? As if you wouldn't.
No, I don't think I would. Uncomfortable.
No, you just need to open your mind, brother.
Also in a relationship, more importantly.
That's okay. I'm sure Emmy would appreciate the money.
I don't think she would.
I think I'd do it for 10 grand. And Ben would say, yeah, go for it.
Really?
I know he would.
Really?
He'd be
off
like,
you go,
Jade,
darling.
10 grand.
Off you go.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, what dear. An insight.
See, this is a real show. Imagine if we could get away with talking about stuff like this in breakfast radio.
Yeah, finally.
That's why we have a podcast.
Exactly.
All right,
Enjoy, guys.
Enjoy the show. Friday tomorrow. Hope you have a great Thursday. We'll catch you then. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Three, two, one.
Oh, welcome to Thursday, which means it is
Friday
Eve. God, there was so much energy behind that. I'm guessing we're all excited for the weekend.
Very much so.
Yeah, who isn't? It's the weekend.
Crevo. You're looking a little sleepy, my friend.
Yeah, well, I worked extra hard yesterday after work, so that's probably
your car was
it.
Full of gear.
Yeah, so I unpacked...
No, of stuff to sell.
Yeah, furniture
junk
and stuff.
Furniture.
Yeah, I unpacked all of that yesterday and then repacked another full load for the auction house. So
wow.
That kept me busy.
Do you know what Crevo told me yesterday, Jade?
What?
Which I was quite astounded by. So you know those old WWE wrestling rings?
Yeah.
So obviously Crevo does his buy and sell stuff.
Oh,
apparently, the rings are worth like $150 for a couple of them. Can
oh
you
God.
Believe that?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing, but there's limited ones left now from that time.
That's really cool.
What happens is, here's a bit of insight into what goes on. The little bits that hold the rope onto the like the corners of the ring, like the little plastic bits, they always break. So if you've got one that's intact, there's not many left.
I loved
Dosh
watching WWE back in the day. I think it was WWF when I was younger.
The original one.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
So
it
good.
Really
Bring
just,
it back.
It plays into your bus slogan from yesterday that we were chatting about. Throwing that out?
I could sell that.
Well, if you're looking at buying over the weekend and maybe the kids have been nagging you for a little puppy or a kitten or a cat or a big dog. The RSPCA are doing something pretty huge over the weekend that I'll tell you guys about in a minute.
Excellent. Right now, kicking off your Thursday morning here at New FM, 7 past 6, Dua Lipa. Don't start now. Good morning. 19 degrees at Broadmeadow. This is 105.3 New FM, Dua Lipa there. And, of course, in the country, guys, next week for Mardi Gras. Very exciting stuff.
You're going to see it live.
Yeah, I know. Very exciting. Now, of course, Jade, you were just telling us about the big RSPCA drive that's happening over the week.
Looking for a pet,
they're cheap apparently.
Yeah, so there's $29 adoptions. So it's they clear the shelters. They do this once a year. So all the New South Wales shelters, care centres and pet barn adoption centres are going to be offering $29 pets. So very... Well, now's the chance to, you know, adopt a dog or a cat or puppies.
This is a great thing that they're doing because, I mean, you know, pets are very expensive. Just to adopt a pet, usually you're looking over $300 and upwards.
Yeah.
So $29, they're trying to rehome as many as possible, obviously.
Exactly. And there's actually even a little miniature pony here, Charlie. And I love it how they've taken his photo. He looks very adorable, this miniature pony.
Wow.
And they've given him a little profile, as they do.
Oh, yeah. So tell us some of Charlie's features and best traits.
Well, they've said they're pleased to introduce you to Charlie, the miniature horse. Charlie has no enemies. This old gentleman is miniature in stature, but certainly not in style. As classy as they come, Charlie Boy currently graces the Illawarra shelter, so you have to go down there, pick him up if you're interested. But the thing is, what they're saying, though, is if there is an animal like Charlie that you're interested in, but obviously it's in another shelter, you can actually register online to, like, pre-adopt.
Oh, yeah, so someone else, maybe if they're driving that way, like, who's,
exactly,
like, connected, they might bring him. Bring up Charlie or
yeah.
something like that.
So you can get your submission in now, and or maybe if you can't get down there till Sunday because this goes over 3 days, you can put the application in early and then go down on the weekend.
Charlie's for me.
So all you deadbeat dads out there that have promised your daughter a pony, here's a great opportunity.
Yeah,
so
well,
cute.
Senior Charlie, very cute looking horse. Or, you know, like getting a dog or a cat, like you said before, the price, you know, you can spend the money then on food, on all the stuff that you need to do in general sort of maintenance, if you will, rather than the price of buying it in the first place.
But like a lot of the time as well, if you're adopting a pet, like a dog or a cat in particular from the RSPCA, you're right, Kriver, there's such a massive cost involved, like on top of just the adoption fee. You're buying, like you said, buying food, litter, setups, beds. So
all
this
that stuff.
Well, you're getting the kittens too. I don't know if they throw in the injections. I think you've got to pay for them
still,
don't
you? Really allows you to
do
almost
that.
Look after it properly.
Right, exactly right. Especially that first year, you know, when you're not used to that cost. So, brilliant thing. If you're looking to get a pet, this is a great way to do it.
Any chihuahuas on there, Jade?
No, but I haven't looked at their website, and I can't because
get
Ben's told me...
One more.
I'm banned. I'm not allowed any more chihuahuas.
Three's enough. Not even a one?
Just one more. What if it was really cute?
If Ben
and
was
long-haired.
In a different state, I'd consider
as
it.
If,
Ben,
as
go
if,
up fishing up to Queensland. There's something I want to do.
Don't come back.
For
if,
a week.
As if you're not
I've
the boss at
you.
Home, Jade. As if you're not the boss. Just get it.
Oh. What if it's like...
He'd end up loving it. That's a good thing about a pet. But that's not a good reason to get one.
No, it's not.
So... But
Make sure everyone in the family agrees if you're getting a pet.
Exactly.
That's a top tip.
Yeah.
For sure.
Up next,
it's what's in Jade's
box. Yeah, where's your box there, darling?
Ooh,
there
it is. I'm getting it out. All right, so I'll give my box a shake.
You know, yesterday we were going to do another game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh.
What was it?
What was last in Jade's box?
What was the last thing in Jade's box?
Completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday was... I can't even remember.
I can remember.
Yeah, breakfast radio memory.
I know what it is. Are we still doing it?
Yeah, what was it yesterday?
It was the bottle cap.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was it.
All right, shake it away.
All right,
new game.
13:10:09 if you want to guess what's in my box.
All right, I'm going to give you a clue. You stick it in before you pull it out.
Wow.
Shake it again, Jade.
All right, shake it again. Really listen to this sound. It's a big giveaway.
So you push it in before you pull it out.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay, the lines are open. 13-10-09, playing next at New FM at 6:15. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
What's in Jade's box?
13-10-09, if you want to guess what is in my box, if you guess it correctly, you get to score yourself a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown, where you can relax, recline and dine in at the fantastic cinema. So give my box a shake.
Yes.
Oh. Careful. Sorry. Jade.
Don't hit yourself in the face with your box, Jade. Very painful. Okay.
There we go.
First clue, please, Crevo, was?
You stick it in before you pull it out again.
Oh, Luke, you're delinquent. You're delaying going into work to have a guess at this. How are you, mate?
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, doing good, mate. What do you do for work?
I work for a crane company in Newcastle, in Tomago there.
Do you have to climb up to the top? Is it one of those really big cranes?
Nah, they're tower cranes. We build them. We put them together.
Oh, okay.
I always wondered how they get up on those big cranes, because I live in Wickham. There's so many around.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of them boys. They're a bit of the enemy, them guys.
Oh, are they?
Boo!
I didn't know there were crane wars. There's a show in that.
Is it because they get, you know, to witness all the beautiful sunsets and sunrises? Or no, they're not up the top, are they? They're down below in a cab.
No, they're up the top in the cab.
Crane drivers are in the top, Jade.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, 100% they're up there.
Look, you know what? You'd have good legs climbing up one of those things every day.
Yeah, you would, mate. Baby cows.
Luke, you prefer a beer, I reckon.
Mate, I love a beer.
Yeah.
All right, Luke, the first clue was Crevo.
You stick it in before you pull it out.
What do you think's in Jade's box, Luke?
Mate, I think it's a key.
A key is incorrect.
Oh, sorry, Luke. Hope you don't get a warning or anything. Thanks, man.
Let's go to Gerard. How you going?
Yeah, good, buddy.
That's the way. Now, I hear you're a truckie and you do quite a few clicks a day. What's an average day look like?
About 12-hour day, 1,000 k's a day.
Jeez, that keeps you busy.
What do you do to pass the time? Do you listen
drive?
To... No. But, like, do you put in a... Obviously, you listen to the radio, but, like, you could learn a whole other language if you wanted to in there.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
Well, you could.
You're busy driving.
You can still talk out loud to yourself.
Eyes on the road, all's on.
Very responsible.
All right, time for another clue, Gerard. This one, it may touch your lips.
Okay, it's got me stumped there now. But I was going to say a FBOS card.
Good guess, though.
Sorry, Gerard. Thank you, mate.
Morning, Connor.
Morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
What are your plans for the day?
Just working.
What do you do?
Sheet metal working in the power station.
Oh, yeah, cool. Do you ever, like, make things out of metal, like, just in your side time for the fun of it?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Responsible worker, Connor.
What time do you get up?
That's it, mate.
What time do you get up, Connor? You sound like you're just woken up, brother.
No, I get up at 4:30.
Yeah.
Takes a while to wake up. I know the feeling.
Yeah, I know the feels.
All right, another clue for you, Connor. One end is pointier than the other.
What's in Jade's box?
Would it be lipstick?
It is not lipstick. No.
Thanks, Connor. Enjoy your day, buddy.
Oh, Craig's on 12.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Craig. Hey, Craig.
How are you?
Good, mate, good. What's in Jade's box? What do you think it is?
A ring pull off a can, maybe?
No, sorry. Mm. Jade, I think it's time to give it another shake, maybe?
Yeah, okay, I'll give it a shake. And can I give a clue?
Yeah, give it a clue.
Okay, so...
we're going to go to Keith. Hey, Keith.
Oh, hey, Keithy boy.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good, thanks. So another clue for you. So the sharp pointy end you use to, like, poke into things...
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's in Jade's box?
Some would say, you know, sometimes you can give it a stab if you really wanted.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, I changed my idea. I thought it was going to be lipstick.
No.
They said that one more. We'll give you one more guess. That's one no for you. One more.
Point it in.
Nah, Keith.
Too long.
Sorry,
Keith. It's time for Alana. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, not bad, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good. You reckon you got this?
I reckon.
Excellent. Well, do you want another clue or are you just sweet?
Give me the other clue.
All right.
It's made of wood.
There you go.
Is it a chopstick?
No, sorry. Andrew, how are you doing this morning?
All right, mate.
That's the way. Do you want another clue? There's too many clues already. Andrew, what is it?
Is it a fork?
No.
Thanks, Andy.
Denise, okay. How are you this morning?
Hey, Denise.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So what's in my box?
A toothpick.
No. Super close, though.
Yeah, but not close enough. Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Yes, good day. How's it going?
Yeah, really good. What's on for your day?
Just on my way to work.
Nice one. Well, let's win your double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. What's inside Jade's box?
I think it's like a chopstick.
No.
Sorry, Derek. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Go on.
What? It's been really hard to get the last few days. A barbecue skewer.
Yeah, that's
correct.
It.
Oh, is it really?
Correct. Yeah.
You get no prize.
I know, absolutely nothing.
Do you feel like a winner, though? Even when you guess it right, you feel good.
You know what? People love movie tickets.
They do.
Absolutely.
And it's my favourite thing in life.
I love trying to guess what Jade slipped in her box, too.
Hey, we chat about some random things here at the show. Yesterday, we got onto the subject of being mugged.
Yeah, well, because Harry Styles got mugged in London, the poor fellow.
Very, very shaken up by the whole thing. But having a chat around the team, Hamish and myself both being mugged.
Jeez.
So we've got stories, mugging stories next, but 13-10-09, have you been mugged and what happened? Prizes on offer at the Novo.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Hey guys, did you watch that MH370 documentary on Sky News last night? Everybody's talking about it. Very fascinating. Part 2 is on tonight, 8 p.m. on Channel 53. But wow, you know what? They've really opened up this investigation. Mm. There's obviously a big push to get the search happening again. But they basically, in the show, went through all the different scenarios of what could have happened. And they've basically come to the conclusion that it was, in fact, the pilot that, you know, committed a murder-suicide.
Wow.
That's pretty intense.
All of the experts that they've got on, the investigation that's been conducted, they've actually found a new area that hasn't been searched, which is the most likely spot where the plane is.
That's crazy, isn't it?
When did that all happen again?
It was 2014.
Again?
It was it doesn't seem like that long ago, but I mean, 6 years later.
It's a long time.
It's actually heartbreaking seeing all the families and the people they had on the show last night. They just can't find closure in their life.
Oh,
and it's really,
devastating.
It's tragic. Mm.
Yeah, not knowing what happened.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it, because obviously after all this time, you know, you sort of try and create that closure in your mind, but it's really hard when you just don't fully know what happened.
Yeah, well, there's always hope too. Like, there might be some people that believe that it got landed somewhere and they're being held captive. Like,
well,
that's how some people cope.
They did find a piece of the plane that did wash up on a beach. But what's fascinating, though, is Tony Abbott, of course, who was Prime Minister at the time, he's a guest on the documentary, and he says that top officials within the Malaysian government had confirmed to him that it was a murder-suicide.
And he just never revealed that at the time?
Well, I don't know if there's, you know, privacy issues there.
And now he can.
Well, they can't just go saying stuff if they don't fully know if an investigation hasn't.
But yeah,
that's true. Happened.
There's massive push for the search to continue. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But yeah, 8 p.m. tonight on 53. If you're looking for something other than maths. up next, 13-10-09. Harry Styles, a poor thing. He got held up in North London. They stole his phone. They stole his wallet. Very shaken up by the whole thing. What we wanted to know, though, on 13-10-09, have you been mugged and what happened? So your stories, prizes on offer, doing it next after Matchbox 20. Long day at New FM. Currently 15 degrees at Maitland. This is 105.3 New FM. And on 13-10-09 this morning, we want to know, have you been mugged and what happened? What you gonna do? Yeah, that's right. Poor old Harry Styles, mugged in London. It sucks for him. That would really shake him about, especially being a celebrity.
Mm.
What's the problem? Some more security.
Oh, well, that's the thing. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm surprised he was just walking around without any security.
I was also surprised he's carrying cash.
Yeah, it's 2020.
Like, you know, especially someone of his level, I thought, you know, cards only.
Yeah.
And someone else, or like an assistant paying for everything.
Google Pay or Apple Pay or something.
One of the many other ways.
You know what? We're having a chat around the team, actually, about mugging stories. And I discovered Hamish and myself both have one. I remember I was 18, right? Halloween night, 2008. I was 18 years old, dressed as a vampire at a payphone, on the phone to my mum. I get approached by a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me for all of my money. I had like a dollar in small change in my pocket, threw it at him, being the little smart ass 18 year old I was, pulled out a gun, pistol whipped me over the head, split my head open.
Wow. Blood everywhere. Maddie.
I know, graphic, I know. And Hamish, you had quite an incredible experience as well, overseas, though.
Yeah, in Slovakia, actually. I lived over there for 6 months. I was walking the street. Yeah, that's a different story. overnight, and this guy came up to me about my size and demanded my money, and a bit of a scuffle, and I, blows were exchanged, and I punched him, and he went down. And but there was another guy who was nearby, and he was right there as well. Obviously, they were working in pairs, and I turned around, and he punched me, and I went down out like a light.
Luckily,
woke up, and because at the time I had my passport, money on me, and nothing was taken.
Very lucky.
Yeah, mugged, but I kept all my stuff.
I mean, you potentially could have been stuck over in Slovakia for all this time if they had taken your passport.
You obviously spooked the guy because you punched the other guy out, so he probably ran over to his mate and they probably got the hell out of there.
On the way, punching me out too. He was a bit of a big boy, so...
Yeah. You're tall. You're like 6'2 or 3, Hamish?
Oh, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were stuck there, then you'd be doing Slovakia FM news.
That's right, exactly.
It's the only possible outcome.
There's a great radio station called Fun Radio. Fun Radio.
I love that.
So I'm doing Fun Radio.
Let's start with Rocket. How are you this morning?
Good, guys. How are you?
That's very well, thanks. So tell us about your mugging story. What happened?
Well, it was a few years ago now. I was at the Kent. Me and mates just went for a couple of drinks after work. And it was payday. So I've gone out to the ATM that's on the corner of the Kent. And I went to withdraw my money. Basically withdrew my whole pay.
Right.
And as soon as the machine dispensed the money and I had it in my hand, I had four guys come and didn't say nothing to me, just started bashing me for my money. I held my ground. They didn't get my wallet, but they continued to bash me. By this time, it's in the little cul-de-sac just there near the camp, in that little dead-end street. I was near their car, and one of them said, "Quick, get the gun out of the boot." And so I then stopped fighting back and just curled up and just started taking hits. And then there would have been about 15 people come out of the camp, stood out the front and just watched. Not one of them came to me aid.
Wow.
Not one of them helped me.
Where were the security guards, Rocket?
Well, it was in the afternoon, so I don't think there was any security guards. It was like on a Wednesday afternoon.
So it was daylight when this happened?
Even worse.
It was probably about half past four of a Wednesday afternoon.
So how did it end, Rocket? Did they pull the gun out or did
get away? I think one of them went to the boot. He didn't even open the car boot, but I think it was just a scare tactic.
Yeah.
To try to make me give up my wallet.
And did you lose your money?
No, they didn't get nothing.
Good.
You know, I gave as good as I got, and but what got to me is that there was like 15, 20 people came out of the camp to stand on the side of the road
just
to watch.
That's awful.
How do you feel now, like going to ATMs,
and
you
to
know, after camp? That incident? Like, do you look over your shoulder a lot more? Do you, I don't know, suffer from any, I don't know, PTSD?
Well, PTSD. I always have a look, and if there's, you know, there's always, you know, like, suspect people walking around, you know what I mean? I live in Wall's End and you know what I mean? And but you always have a look, you know what I mean? And it's just a matter of, I don't know, but you can look after yourself, and it's all about just being street smart, I suppose, just being aware of what's around you.
Just assessing your situation.
Obviously, I'll never forget it, and I do, you know, I am careful going to ATMs now.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing, Rocket.
Thanks, Rocket.
Andrew, have you been mugged and what happened?
Yeah, I was out on the drink with the boys, watching a guy from work playing the band at Mayfield Hotel. Went to the train station at Waratah, got dropped off there to go home, and I was having a smoke, waiting for the train, and a guy walked up and asked me for a smoke. So I give him a smoke, and then next minute he started belting into me, hit me about 10 times in the head, got my wallet, got my phone, wiped all the blood off me onto his jumper, pushed me on the train, thanked me for giving him his, all my money and my phone. By the time I got home, rang the police, about an hour later, they rocked up to the train station, watching the CCTV footage in the car, and he's still at the platform, waiting for the next person. They said that it took four officers to arrest him because he was high on ice.
Jeez.
And 2 days later, they knocked on the door and returned my money minus $20, so I got $160 back and got my phone back. And, yeah.
There's a good result.
At least they really got him.
Yeah, he got arrested, 5 years aggravated robbery.
Wow.
Did you have to go to the courthouse and, you know, tell your story and go through all that process?
No, I didn't. They took a DNA swab and they just matched the blood that was on his jumper, and so he couldn't really deny it.
Yeah, of course.
CCTV filmed the whole thing. Yeah.
Really an open shut case. God, what a story.
Hey, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
You know what? You're going to get a bonus. $50 Quarry Bar and Grill voucher at thanks to Club Maitland City. All yours. Go have a feed. It got you something. That's more than the $20 that was missing for you back in your life, mate. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, bro.
That's all right.
What a story.
I know.
What's going on?
Pretty incredible.
Got to be careful. You have to be careful these days.
Just watch out and watch your surroundings, really, isn't it?
Coming up next, Crevo, new laws in Russia.
Yeah, so this is really outrageous. Vladimir Putin trying to get away with essentially all of his crimes up until now.
Duh.
He's got this trick up his sleeve that he's trying to push through Parliament, basically, and I'll get into it next, but you won't believe what he's up to.
Excellent. Also, after 7 o'clock, don't forget, we are chatting to Tiamat, the Dragon Lady, a woman that is now living as a dragon. Doing that soon as well. New FM 651. Sam Felt, Post Malone. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Currently 16 out at the bay, 14 at the lake. Sunny, beautiful day ahead. Tops of 24 degrees at Belmont.
Oh, good. I'm going to walk the dogs today.
Are you?
I'll enjoy that.
Nice one. Now, over in Russia, things are getting a little bit, I'm just going to say, interesting, because Vladimir Putin is essentially trying to push through this law that will allow him to basically get rid of any of his crimes. So it'll make it essentially any president of Russia will be able to get, like, cross out any of their crimes, basically, after they're out.
Dodgy, dodgy, dodgy.
Oh, the dodginess continues because it was only about a month ago that the Russian government tried to put in place plans that would allow Putin to stay in power even longer.
Oh, I think this is terrible.
I mean, it's just out of control. It would allow him to be in power well past 2024.
Democracy what?
So how long's he already been the president there for? About 5-6 years?
Maybe even longer.
About 20 years.
Yeah. So
my God, well, really?
He was prime minister prior to being president.
That's right.
Well, he was president, then prime minister, then president again.
So it took a little break from being president.
He wants all the titles, doesn't he?
I find this so concerning because it's happening more and more. Of course, we all know what's happened in China. I mean, Xi Jinping has just totally abolished term limits, so he rules for life. So it's basically a dictatorship dressed as a democracy.
Jesus, it sounds like a craze going on with all the people in power.
Well, essentially. I mean, and it is very worrying because, like, Russia is just, they're extending their power further and further, and he is behind it all. There's no doubt about it. He's running this whole thing. And, you know, for him to try and make himself immune from criminal prosecution once he leaves office, that's just, Like, that's on another level of, like, shielding yourself from all of your obvious crimes.
There will be a time, though, when he really can't wrangle another term or more time in office where he will have to give up the presidency.
Mm. And this is just this safeguarding. Is just
absolutely.
Like, from all of his crimes. Like, how...
Especially saying, I'm guilty, but you don't know for what... You never will.
And even if you figure it out, you won't be able to punish me.
Exactly.
Russia's very held back socially.
Yeah.
It's in the dark ages still. And it's so sad because it's such a beautiful country.
I want to go to Russia. Yeah.
My friends recently went there and they said it is so beautiful.
I've always wanted to go to Russia, but I feel quite nervous to go to Russia as, you know, a gay man, and it's not safe.
Yes. Really? Yeah, definitely not
safe. Oh, I didn't know that.
It's one of the unsafest places on the planet for LGBT people.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Anyway.
And it holds the country back, and it's like, you know, this is why they have term limits in the first place. Like in America, they limit limit the power that one person can have or one sector of the government so that you can't do, you know, long-term damage to a country. That's like in the States.
You know, exactly right.
It's really sad.
A president can only be president for 8 years maximum.
So how's he ever going to lose power? You need some people to stand up and say...
Basically. Mm. I think he'll be for the rest of his life. I reckon he's going to push it out and push it out and
push
it out.
How old is Vladimir? Look him up. Vladimir Putin.
Didn't you say once that Vladimir Putin was hot, Jade?
Oh, something
about him on the back of that horse with no shirt.
Oh, what a photo. 67 years old. So
he could push out to 80.
I can't believe he said that. Jade. Vladimir Putin's hot. That's so disgusting.
I don't think Jade's alone in thinking that.
No, it went viral. I'm not the exception.
Hey, going to the news next at Hamish, and after that we are chatting to a very interesting person, fascinating. Her name is Tiamat. And it's the Dragon Lady. This person actually doesn't even like to be referred to as a she or a he.
It's weird because I felt rude.
Very
saying
rude.
It, like calling her an it.
But that's what she wants.
I love that we're still saying her and
him. I know, but that's still what it wants.
Yeah. Transgender Dragon Lady up next at the Novos. Good morning. Tones and I live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, currently sitting on 20 degrees at Merriweather. And this morning we are meeting the Dragon Lady. I can't believe it. Yeah, that's right. Tiamat, formerly a man, transitioned to a woman, now a dragon. Likes to be referred to as an it now. Mm. Now, we had a chat to Tiamat. Let's go to that now. Tiamat, thank you for joining the show. Good morning.
Good morning. And yes, thank you for the introduction. I'm doing well today. I'm in Los Angeles, California. And yes, all the modifications that you mentioned are things that I have done, but I've got more plans because I'm not done with my transformation yet.
See, Matt, I've read your story, and obviously you were diagnosed with some serious health problems back in the 90s, which then prompted your transformation into the Dragon Lady. Question, had this been something you had considered prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I had. In fact, I had been thinking about this for at least 3 or 4 years prior to my leaving the bank. Because unlike a lot of people who are in the mod scene nowadays, a lot of people are exposed to the modification scene from infancy. They're born into it. I was not one of those. I came into the mod scene in my mid-30s. So by that time, I was already thinking about, gosh, you know, if I could do this, I think I would do it, and I would do it right now.
Mm.
Because, you know, I'm tired of living in a human form. Because of the events of my early life, starting from my childhood all the way through my adult life, I decided, you know what, I don't want to die looking like a human, because to me, I will end up looking back at life and regretting not having done something.
Yeah,
and
major.
I want to look back when I die and say, I've been good, you know. I'm happy with my life and what I did with it. Even with my bad points and all my mistakes, I did okay. And that's my goal in life.
That's a very noble goal in a way, in terms of just wanting to look back at your life and realize it's a life without regret. What's your situation now? Are you single? Are you dating? Are you married? Do you have a partner? What's going on there?
Well, I have had, as a male, because I'm a transsexual. I'm a male to female transsexual now.
Yep.
So I don't. As a male in my past life, I had two partners, one 10 years and one 20 years. My late partner of 20 years died 11 years ago.
Okay.
And I've been single ever since. And I'm dealing with a lot of things health-wise.
Yeah.
Especially mental health related. And because of a lot of the things, as I mentioned earlier, that happened to me, I'm not in a hurry to just go and start dating someone. I haven't even dated anyone in 10 years, and I'm not in a hurry to do so. In fact, I'm going in the opposite direction of putting up the walls as high as they can go, barbed wire, thorns and thistles, everything around them so people can stay away.
Tia Matt, could you please tell us about your modifications and how many you've actually had done?
As far as modifications, I have, let me just count them for you in no particular order. I'm going to go from the top of my head down to my toes. I have 18 horns on my head, including 10 along my brows. I am working on a full body tattoo. I am presently about 85% outlined in snake scales. Okay, I have had my ears removed, both of them. Wow. My nose has been, I've had two procedures done on my nose to reduce it and reshape it. And my nose is inspired by Lord Voldemort and Harry Potter.
What would you say was the most painful mod that you've had done? Because, I mean, I'm just, you know, looking at a picture of you now. I mean, having your ears removed, I imagine, would be one of the most painful things a person could go through. Is that the case?
Or the tongue being cut down the middle?
Let me tell you, when I had my tongue slit, I nearly passed out. And I had never experienced that before, but it was so painful. It was so intense. All my blood ran down to my feet, and I turned ghostly white, and I nearly passed out. So I had to ask the person doing the procedure to stop, and I had to just close my eyes, take long, slow breaths, and get myself back. That was the worst, and I would never, ever want to do that again.
Is there any of it that you regret?
Absolutely not. You know, I tell people this. You don't do what I have done and come as far as I have come and look back and say, I didn't really mean to do that. Or I did that on a whim and now I don't like it. It's too late. No, there is no going back. You know, when a person decides, when I decided to transform myself, I told myself, I'm jumping in with both feet. Or I'm jumping in head first, whichever, but I'm going in all the way. There is no looking back.
Tim, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to follow your journey, what's the best way they can find you online?
It's the easiest way is for people to Google Dragon Lady.
Yeah.
And all my web pages will pop up on the links to Instagram, to Facebook, my YouTube channel, and all the interviews that I've done that have been published.
Much to you, Matt. The Dragon Lady right there with the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Thank you.
Thanks to you, mate.
Bye.
Hunters and collectors, we're live across Newcastle. Beautiful day today, 26 on the coast, 28 at Maitland and the Valley. Jade's got to love it or loathe it now.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
So how this works, I give Maddie and Crevo a topic and you either say you love it or you loathe it. And why? One rule, no fence sitting. All right, fellas. Giving housewarming presents. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Loathe it.
Okay, why do you love giving housewarming presents?
All right, because I feel like if you pick something great and then that person gets to use it, whenever they do, they'll always think of you. It's just a nice thing to do.
Maddie?
Do you know what? I find it very awkward to buy housewarming presents because most people have most things. And, I mean, you know what? You're kind of delegated to get, like, candles and the like. It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Just buy your own.
Yep. I went to a party once where it was, like, it was housewarming, but they called it, like, a patio party. So you brought plants for them.
Oh, that's all right. So like, did they move from like an apartment to a place that they had room for it? No, they just wanted plants.
They just wanted plants.
Is that your party?
I know. Well, wish. I should have had one.
You could add ponytail ferns everywhere, Jane.
Oh, though, I love ponytail ferns.
Buying plants also goes back into what I was saying. They have to look after it. You're actually creating work for this person.
That is true.
If they love plants, though, that's a win.
That's a dream.
Yeah, true.
But I'm bringing this up because apparently a woman shared how she had put together a present for someone who had recently moved into her rental property. So she gave her tenants a housewarming present.
Okay.
And weeks people, worth of free rent.
No.
Better.
Well, people saying it was passive aggressive because she put this gift together with like all cleaning products like toilet paper, air freshener, pegs, toilet bleach, cleaning spray, sponges. The only thing she threw in there that they could enjoy was Tim Tams. And people are saying, although it was good intentions, a bit rough.
Yeah, so this the idea is like, I don't think you're a clean person. Please use these products on my new on my property.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
When she posted it, she said a housewarming gift for the new tenant to help keep our renovated unit in good order.
You know what? I think very thoughtful. And you know what? Real talk.
Cleaning products are expensive.
They are.
I mean, we can't all take them from work.
Well, that's true. Some people have to pay for them.
Now, that's very nice, I think. You know what? I don't think there's any issue.
To be honest, I'd be stoked if I moved in and saw that.
People get offended so easily, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. Like, I mean, it's just some I'm just looking at the picture there before.
Yeah.
It's like all sprays and everything. Maybe like 40, 50 bucks for all that.
Can of Mortine, expensive when I went to buy one the other week.
How much?
I think it was like $7-$8 for a good, decent can.
A good, decent can. Well, yeah, one.
What's the alternative, Jade?
Cockroaches everywhere.
Oh, exactly. Ew. Yeah,
imagine having to step on them everywhere.
I'd have to call Crevo in the cockroach conqueror.
I did kill one in the studio here this morning.
You did indeed.
You're so brave.
Up next, age, sex, location, your chance at a 1 in 30 chance to walk away with $1,000 cash. Crevo, today's age, sex, location is...
30-year-old female from Maitland. If you're 30, a female, and from the Maitland Council area, 131009, call the show for a chance at $1,000 instantly.
Yeah, come through with your lucky number. Spin the cash balls. Doing it after the news with Hamish at 7:30. Good morning, Yui.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Yes, we've got $1,000, a 1 in 30 chance twice a day here at the Novos. All you need to do is listen out for your age, sex, location. When we put the call out, if it matches you, give us a call, 131009. Bring your lucky number. We'll spin the cash balls. Comes out, you get the dosh, Jade.
Yes, it's that easy. And Misha, you've called through because you're a 30, you're a female from the Maitland Council area. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yes, not too bad. So have you, been waiting for your chance to play cash balls or ASL?
I listen each morning and finally came out.
Yay!
Yay! Misha from Metford, that's got quite the ring to it. How's Metford this morning?
It's not too bad. I'm actually in Cardiff at the moment driving to work now.
Oh, good, good.
It sounds like you're at the beach.
Yeah.
Ready to go for a swim.
That would be better.
All right. Yeah. So, Misha, let's try and score you $1,000. What's the lucky number for yourself between 1 and 30?
28.
All right, so we're looking for number 28. Okay. I'm going to start spinning the ball.
Here we go.
Give him a spin, Jade. Right. Get in there.
Oh. Misha, my balls are jingling.
They're rolling around.
Looking for number 28 for Misha from Metford this morning.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, it's coming down the line, Jade. Here we go.
All right, here we go, Misha. You're looking for ball number 28. Yeah. Why did you choose that number?
For son's birthday.
Oh, it's a lucky number for your son, maybe, but not for you.
Oh, no.
Number one came out.
One.
Oh, thank you, Misha.
Couldn't be
from
further
Metford.
Apart, just about.
Oh, have a great day. Thanks for playing. It's all thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today, Crevo.
We like to try and give back, and we like love here at New FM.
We love.
Love.
And this doesn't have to be like romantic love. This can be just for a friend, for a family member, because what we do is say thanks with flowers. Once a week, we send out a beautiful bunch of flowers to someone who's done something for you, or maybe they're just a special person in your life, and you just simply nominate on our website, and then, you know, if you're lucky enough to be chosen, we'll make sure that, you know, those flowers are delivered. So
yeah,
next
we're gonna
meet the person that is very deserving. After reading this story, it's just really touching. So we're going to be chatting to our lucky winner of Say Thanks with Flowers in just a minute.
Excellent. It's 7:45 with Jay, Maddie and Crevos. You with the Novas, 105.3 New FM. The button's sticky again, yeah, guys. Hang on, let me get the hammer.
No, that hasn't worked.
Hey, Crevo, when you wake up.
Five Sauce, Young Blood, live across Newey. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jay, Maddie, Crevo. It's time to say thanks with flowers.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jay, Maddie, and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
It's one of my favourite times of the week because a bunch of flowers is such a nice thing to give someone. It's not about the cash. It's not, it's just about doing something nice for someone important in your life.
And I've actually started following the Posy Post on Instagram. That their flowers are gorgeous.
That's right.
So nice.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37 at posypost.com.au. And today it is time to meet our recipient of the flowers, the lovely Flora. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. Now, we've received this beautiful message, saying that you've basically had a bit of a tough time with your grandson, and you've done a lot to help, your daughter in this difficult time, basically.
Yes, she had her son very ill in Brisbane, and I tried to help her in every way I could.
Aww.
Well, you're a beautiful person, so, you know, we want to say thank you as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, that's okay, Flora. So do they live up in Brisbane permanently now? Were they living with you for a little while?
No, my grandson lives up there, but my daughter lives here with me.
Yep.
But she had to go there to be with him. She's been there, 4 months now.
Oh, and you're missing having your daughter at home.
Oh, yes, I do. And I'm not well enough to go up and see him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Flora. Is Carly your daughter?
No, she's my granddaughter.
Oh, well, you know what? Carly, your beautiful granddaughter, has nominated you to receive these flowers because she doesn't, she wants you to know that people are thinking of you.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, lovely.
Sounds like you have a beautiful family.
I have got a beautiful family. It's just hardly because I'm not very mobile.
Yeah. Mm.
But I try to do a lot of different things for people. I get the enjoyment out of helping people.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Flora. Yeah. Now, I know I shouldn't reveal a lady's age, but Flora, I do have to say to you, what's your secret?
My secret?
Yes. To a long and happy life.
To being so sprightly.
I've been like this all my life, but I'm still going.
Oh, it's just the positivity then, is it?
Yes, I'm in my 80s.
Yep. You're hoping to get a letter from the Queen when you hit 100? Because I know I am.
Oh, if I'm here, I'd love to.
I think you will be because you sound lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Flora, we're really happy that we could give you these flowers. And, of course, Carly,
wow.
That's beautiful. Nice bunch for your coffee table or your kitchen table. And thank you for chatting to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very
and
much.
And thanks for listening to New FM.
Thank you.
Thank you, Flora.
Oh, I love grandparents.
I know.
She's a sweetheart.
Flora's a doll.
That she is.
Yes,
and
of course, if you want to nominate someone to receive a bunch of flowers, newfm.com.au. And once again, fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37, theposypost.com.au. Up next, the other day, went to Sydney a couple of weekends ago, and God, it was a nightmare. Remember when we had that massive storm? I know we've had a fair few lately.
Yeah.
But all the train tracks were flooded and they stopped the train. So I was coming back after a weekend. It took me to get from Central back to home in Wickham, back home to Wickham, 7.5 hours.
Oh, my God. That's too long, isn't it?
You could get to Brisbane.
I need to drive.
Or something in that time.
I could fly to Thailand, essentially, in that time frame. And here I am sitting on a train, sitting on station platforms, pouring down rain. Horrible experience. I was very unhappy. So what we thought we'd do is a short trip, long journey. 13:10:09. Have you needed to go maybe down the road and it's taken an hour and a half? Maybe you went down to Sydney and it's taken you 4 hours, 5 hours, maybe even eight, like mine. give us a call. 13:10:09. We're taking your calls next on New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. 3, 2, 1.
Guys, last night I was laying in bed going through my social feed on Facebook and I came across this article of this Newcastle woman who's donating $14 million to charity in her will.
I know, it's just incredible. And not just like one charity, she's spread it out across 14, I think.
Insane, like great, love her, like fantastic for doing. But
I love what the family said, though.
Yes.
What was it?
They said, her second cousin and enduring guardian, Kent Woodcock, said her family and friends knew she was comfortable but weren't aware even after her May 2018 passing just how comfortable until today.
Wow.
Like, imagine that. Hey, just living your life, just the simple life. She was obviously a no-frills sort of gal.
Yeah.
And then, sitting on a gold mine. 14 mil.
I wonder if the family got like a substantial.
That's what I want to know too.
You'd be pretty cut if she gave it all away and didn't look after the family.
Well, I think she would. Secretly, I reckon she would have given money to the family. Like,
oh, maybe, maybe not. Like, some people just go, you know what? Everyone, say in my family, they got jobs. They're all right. A lot of people less fortunate out there. They need it more.
There must be some ballers around town at the moment. Obviously, all that big money that went off at the Kent on Keno. Someone's got some big cash there.
Yeah.
And obviously, $14 million worth of inheritances. New millionaires, if you're one of them, 13:10:09. Love to have a chat to you.
You want to donate some money?
I've always wanted to chat to someone that's just become a millionaire. Like cash money millionaire, not assets or anything like that. Just, I've got $1 million now. I've just won it.
That is just interesting.
The thoughts that go through their mind.
What are you going to do now? Yeah,
be interesting.
How's your life going to change?
I feel like as a society now, we like really devalue what $1 million is nowadays.
Well, $1 million isn't much, they say now. Like if you want a house, like $600,000.
You're doing it just now.
Well,
like,
that's what I mean.
This is what $1 million. $1 million, guys.
If you don't want a home, you could really live in the life.
That'll set you up.
It will help.
Just get a little unit.
But even if you didn't buy a property, $1 million, you still rent, you still live in a comfortable life for a fair while.
How much interest would you earn off that? Like a fair bit?
No, there's not interest. There's nothing at the moment. You have to invest it if you want to do. So the interest, if you just put it in like a savings account, would not even cover inflation.
Oh, well, good on her. But honestly, I'd be 14 mil. I just can't believe it. if I was there, I would have been living the life, It's just amazing how different a person me and this woman
are. You would have bought a castle by now.
Yeah.
How do you know she hasn't been living it up, Jade? I love that you just assume that. Maybe
that
she had
true.
30 million
I
before.
Am assuming. Well, I'm looking at a picture here of her just sitting in an old chair from the 70s with her cat and a lap.
Yeah, I actually went to the press conference yesterday, guys. Oh. Kent, the family member, the second cousin, he said that she actually lived quite modestly.
Mm.
The house was still kitted out from the 1970s, but she was so generous with what she gave to these charities, and she called them her charities. She was very protective of them. She loved them, and she developed a really great rapport.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some of them got millions, like just over $1 million. The Westpac Rescue Chopper certainly did well out of it. So did the Salvos and the Red Cross as well too. So, and a variety of other local charities as well.
Obviously, they didn't go into details of how much money she had or if anyone else, like family, got anything, did they?
Probably not. It's funny because at the actual announcement yesterday when they announced how much money they were actually going to give away, I think a lot of people didn't realise just how much. So when they put it up on the screen, $14 million, there was actually, everyone just went, it's just,
damn,
it was
we
so
can't
amazing.
Contest the will now. It's too late.
That's all you're thinking about.
She passed away in 2018, so I think they were pretty across what they were. But they actually asked her, what do you want to do with this money? And she said, yep. Let's give a fair amount of it
Can't
away.
Can't take
she
it with you.
She was actually a really beautiful woman. I'm seeing an old photo of her from her back in the day. I don't know if this is like the 50s or 40s. She was a stunner too.
Yeah.
Good on her. Well done.
Classical looks.
Yeah, very good. But there you go. Yeah. Visit your grandparents, folks.
Yeah. Well, you just don't know how comfortable they are.
Exactly. You're so greedy, Jay.
There's something about this that winds you up,
isn't
it?
I'm not wound up. I just find it, like, just fascinating that she's just hid this amount of money her whole life and just cruising along, just living a modest life. I just find it really
It's just so different to you that it's hard for you to get your head around.
Yes,
isn't it?
It really is.
13:10:09 this morning. We're talking short trips, long journeys. Went to Sydney a few weekends ago. On the journey back, massive storm hit. The train got cancelled mid-trip. It ended up taking me 7.5 hours to get from Central Station in Sydney to the Newcastle Interchange.
Oh, Maddie.
Nightmare.
Did you run out of battery on your phone?
Yeah, and that was the worst bit.
Nothing to do.
Worst bit as well. It's raining, it's wet, it's cold, I was soaked. It's not good. We want to know your short trip, long journey stories next after Tay-Tay. You need to calm down. At 105.3 New FM, it's 8:09. Good morning. 26 on the coast today, 28 at Maitland in the Valley. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. And on 13:10:09 this morning, we're asking about your short trip, long journeys. It took me 7.5 hours to get from Sydney back to Newcastle on public transport a few weekends ago.
Absolute nightmare.
God, it scarred me.
It's just awful.
It's awful.
Mm. I had a terrible one a few years ago over in Indonesia. They have this time of year where everyone travels to their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, like literally the whole island, this island of Java especially,
yeah.
They all get on their motorbikes and they literally ride to their hometown where they're from. And like every road is just jammed like from end to end. So you know how like if you're driving from, say, Sydney to here,
yeah.
The entire time is traffic. The whole thing is just like a parking lot. We had to go about, I think it was about 40 kilometres, and it took us, I think, 13 or 14 hours.
Oh, my God.
So we left it at like a certain time in the afternoon, and it was, or in the morning, and we got there that afternoon, like the 12 hours later, basically.
Wow, so basically an hour per kilometre.
It was just shocking. And they tried to go, like, back roads using Google Maps, but everyone was doing that, and we're, like, driving. So you go through these, like, country roads where you think, oh, it's going to be clear here, and that there would be just the same thing.
Did you guys know this time of year was happening, this festival?
We did, but we didn't realise, like, how bad it would be, you know? And we were travelling with locals, but didn't help the situation. It was
it
shocking.
Really hot as well?
It was fine because aircon in the car, but it was just an terrible. If I knew that was happening again, would not travel around that time.
Oh, well, Craig, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. So you've had a short trip and a long journey?
Yeah, you could say that. Back when I was 18, I was a storeman for a mining supply company and had to travel to Wollongong for training seminar. So stayed at my nan's at Georgetown, got on the train at Broadmeadow, hopped off at Central thinking I'd got on the next train to Wollongong, and ended up at Springwood in the Blue Mountains, and took me about another 4 hours to get back to Wollongong. And by the time I'd got home from training that night, it was nearly midnight, and I find out the next day that my car I'd left at Broadmeadow Station, I didn't have anymore because a Pantech truck had backed into the back of it and written it off.
I'm sorry, but, shouldn't laugh, but wow.
But then to top it all off,
there's more.
Yeah, I received a fine because apparently when you park somewhere that early in the morning, you can't really noticed any signs, and I'd actually parked in a no parking sign.
So oh my God.
Craig, I have nothing to say but play this. I mean, wow.
I think, is that the worst journey anyone's ever taken?
I think so.
Sounds like it. So, what happened with your car then? So, obviously, please tell me you had insurance.
No, because that was my first car that my dad had actually bought me. It was a little mini Clubman.
And,
oh, great car as well.
Oh, yeah, it was an awesome car. Oh. It was going to be a car that I had for a while, but yeah, it didn't turn out that way.
Devastating.
When I inspected the damage the next day, the Pantech truck had basically ripped the back off the Mini.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what, brother? I know this is a small, small, tiny consolation prize, but we're going to give you a couple of movie tickets, all right? Thanks to Reading Cinemas.
Cheers. Thanks,
man. You're welcome, Craig. Thanks for calling.
What a story.
I'm just left. I've got nothing
Newcastle's
to say.
Newcastle's unluckiest man.
I feel bad for laughing, but...
It's like, pretty funny, though.
It's hilarious.
To be fair.
Something that would have happened in a comedy.
I know. Unbelievable. Next, though, guys, we are, of course, on the search for the Hunter's Best Snack Pack. Now, we've put up a job ad, so we are looking for some basically reviewers, but next we're going to find out the three finalists. So this is the locations that we're going to be testing the best snack packs at.
These were the most nominated snack packs and businesses on the meme. So if you want to get behind each of these, go out and try them as well yourself.
Yeah.
Everyone can get involved here.
Yeah, send us your review.
Yeah, 100%. We're on the search for the Hunter's Best Snack Pack. Continues next. That's 8:17. 22 degrees at Nobby's. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creva. And we are on the search for the Hunter's Best Snack Pack.
Got a lot of requests from people wanting me to try the snack pack.
Holly Trinity sauce. So it's barbecue sauce, hot chili, and of course, garlic sauce.
That's right. This food has a cult following around the country, and we're trying to find the best one in the region because it's essentially a public service,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is.
And to have that information out there is really important for Newcastle and the Hunter.
It's amazing just how many people love a snack pack. Hundreds and hundreds of nominations on our meme on our Facebook page. But
if I was proactive about my life, and I had money, I would buy a snack pack truck and make a killing at festivals.
That's actually a great
selling
idea.
Snack packs.
I'm surprised you put a business idea out there in the public domain. It's something you usually keep to yourself.
I know.
If I can't do it, no one can.
Well, I'm being nice today.
Hey, that's very nice of you, Jade. Very nice.
Now, crossing to producer Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you've had a look at all of the different votes that we've received, and I believe you will now reveal our final three.
Yeah, I've narrowed it down. Very popular at the top, Mayfield West Kebabs and Charcoal Chicken.
Okay, yeah.
So that's number one. Ken's Kebabs, Jed. Desmond is in there as well, and also the Esplanade Kebabs and Crepes out in Warners Bay.
Ooh, all nice right. Spread there.
So there's three that we will be visiting next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be trying one each day, and we will be also meeting there a judge that we're going to select tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, we're looking for the Hunter's Snack Pack Hero, one man or woman to take the bullet and do this public service to us all to taste these snack packs for free. There is a meme up on our Facebook page. If you still want to nominate yourself, tell us why you think you deserve to be our snack pack hero.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we're going to meet them on the show. They'll battle it out. We'll choose one to be the winner.
And it's very serious.
That it is. Very it's serious. Unpaid, but it is a
yeah,
job.
We pay nothing. The
pay is low, but the work is hard. So it's worth doing, right? Have a look on our Facebook page, get involved, and become our snack pack hero as we take the judging next week.
Excelente. Guess what? It's time for Give Us Your Straight Meat. We have a $50 Singo's meat tray up for grabs. DJ Mike is somewhere out there in the new FM car. You know how this works. If you see it, go up to him. If you're the first to knock on the window, say, give us your street meat. You score yourself the voucher. Now, guys, I can reveal Mike.
Where is he?
He is at Griffiths Road, the Newcastle showground, near the lights.
Right. So if
into
you...
Into the showground.
Get there now and say, give us your street meat.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to cross to him next. New FM, good morning.
Or we could grab a little street meat.
Huh. Meat from the street.
Knock on the window and say, give me a street meat.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy.
Glad you straight
me.
That's right. If you want to score yourself a delicious meat tray from Singer's Butcheries, all you have to do is look out for our new FM street team car, which is out there right now, and then walk up to it, say, give us your street meat. If you're the first person there to say that, you score that meat tray.
DJ Make it, Mike is at Newcastle Showground. Are you there, mate?
Yeah, hey guys, yeah, with the show this week, I thought I'd come down here near the showground, and I was just sitting in my car, and I had a little knock on the window, and a young man was at the window, and he said to me,
that's brilliant.
I love
is
that.
Is the child's name Damien by any chance? Sounds like a little devil.
And your name was?
Alex.
And Alex, who do you go to?
Hamilton North.
Hamilton North, just across the road. And his mum's over here, she's driven up behind me. And they just want themselves to go on with me.
Oh, good.
How good is
brilliant.
That?
I love how he said that.
Alex, are you off to school today? What year are you in?
Year three.
Year three. Are all your friends listening, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? You can go to school today and be like, oh, I was on the radio.
He's taken his voucher and gone.
He's just thinking about those chops he's going to get to eat. It's my favourite when I was his age. Yeah. Love chops.
Really?
Nothing like a lamb lollipop.
Lamb cutlets as well. Oh, enjoy.
Good stuff. Congrats, guys. Oh, all thanks to Singo's Jade.
Yes, Damien stoked because they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers.
No, thank you, DJ Mike. What's it like down there at the showground, mate?
Oh, there's a heap of traffic going past, and I can see them starting to set up some gear. So it looks awesome to make sure you get down the show this weekend.
Yeah, are they starting to set up down there? Can you see any rides yet?
From my vantage point, no, but it looks like they are setting up some animal areas.
Very good.
The nursery's the best. I love going to the nursery.
So good. Thank you, DJ Mike.
Okay, guys, don't forget, if you need a DJ, give me a call.
Every time he sneaks his plug in there,
you know what,
we've warned him time and time again.
DJ Mike's the bomb.
He is a good DJ.
He's a great DJ.
Yeah, he's a really good DJ. Great playlist. He keeps the secrets very close to his heart.
We tried to get some of the songs out of his playlist. No, it's a secret.
Speaking of the showground, the show is back this March 6th, 7th and 8th. And we're chatting to Gabe next from the Newcastle show about what to expect this year, guys. Very exciting.
Yay!
Yeah. Hooray,
all right,
indeed.
Brand new music right now. Dermot Kennedy, this is called Outnumbered at New FM. Good morning. Brand new stuff from Dermot Kennedy. That song is called Outnumbered. You can rate the music now on newfm.com.au to score yourself a fantastic lunch cruise on Newcastle Harbour, or thanks to Nova Cruises, Jade.
Maddie, I have so many fond memories of going to the show when I was little. I love the wood choppers, still do to this day. It's
really? What do you love
thing.
About the wood choppers?
Well, you know, I love a man with an axe who can work a tool, and, you know, the lumberjacks, and just how they get up that pole real quick. With the, you know, I don't even know what they call. They wedge it in, they put it up, they climb up. It's a miracle. I don't even know. But we're joined by Gabe, who's the general manager of the Regional Australia Bank, The Show, which is coming to the Newcastle Showgrounds
March 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Hey, welcome.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Do you love watching the wood choppers as much as me?
You're right, and I'm the same as you. I don't fully understand what they do, but I just love to watch it. And
it's incredible.
I know. I think that's what makes a good sport. If you still don't know the rules and you still love it, I think that's amazing.
Exactly. That's like me in cricket as well. But I don't love it as much.
Woodchop trumps cricket. Sorry, cricket fans.
Absolutely. Mate, the show 2020, what are we expecting this year?
Loads more, actually. It's been a big year for us coming in and revitalising the show, modernising our show. The focus is on value in this last 12 months. So we've got over 50 free things to see and do. So what are you getting for that $25? It's actually now a great deal. So the idea being, you don't have to get your wallet out every 10 feet. You can walk in and pay your entry fee, and you can wander around and get amongst a million things to do that will occupy your time.
So what are some of the free things that families can do with the kids?
Oh, it goes from far left to far right. I mean, we've got a Megamania pinata tree, so every hour on the hour, kids can just have a swing, grab lollies and keep rolling.
No!
Yeah,
that's amazing.
We've got robotic workshops. We've got sustainable upcycling workshops. We've got parkour workshops. Pretty much you name it, from every single random avenue, there's something going on where you can dive in and workshop or participate or create.
Do you know what I love? I'm just reading the press release here. The Hot Wheels cars in the center ring, where all the kids can race mini cars. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a few different types of things that they're going to be raced. But yeah, Hot Wheels will do their run. Then we'll have there'll be solar car challenges that kids can build their own solar cars and rally them through their own mini tracks.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's probably really too many things to go in this time slot. But
yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's with 50 plus free things. It's definitely been a value add year where we've just jacked up what you get for that money.
Is there going to be fireworks?
Yeah, every night, of course.
So good.
Yeah, over the Christmas period, we sort of were debating about fireworks with just the amount of fire impact in the country, but it's all sort of died down now, and I know that Nova Catherine's would love to see it, so we'll put it on.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's your favourite thing to do when you go to the show?
I mean, I'm usually just running around emptying bins and being the helper over there, so I wish I'd get to see more, but I'd agree with you on the wood chops, I think, and monster trucks are always pretty impressive, and the rodeo is actually pretty impressive too.
Oh, I know. How cowboys can get on a bull and, you know, try and hold on for 10 seconds is incredible. It blows my mind because I could never do it. I'd be too scared.
Do you know what's so good? The show's obviously such a, you know, steeped in tradition here. People love it. Now, you guys had a bumpy year last year, numbers-wise.
Yeah, that's right. Biggest show in about 20 years.
Yeah. So, obviously, you know, these little changes you've made, like, we're obviously expecting a good year this year.
Yeah, I've sort of targeted if we can. Last year we got close to 40,000, around 37, and I think if we can get around 45 of the Novocastrians to turn up this time, we'll officially be about the quarter the size of the V8 supercars as far as scale of an event.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. And you know what? Get out there and support the community, because one of the things I do love is going to the pavilions and, you know, seeing like the women who enter their cakes and their jams and stuff like that. I know people might think that's boring. It's an old lady thing to do, but it's so cool. It's so much fun. Like,
yeah, it's very odd for an event to have really a target market as far wide as a 4-year-old to an 84-year-old. We really do cater to everyone, and you'll wander through, see the cakes, and then you'll go and visit our robotics section, and you'll see sort of leading technologies and innovations in robotics on display and to be workshopped, and it really does go from one to the other.
Yeah, there's something for everyone.
That's right,
because
yeah.
I love jams and relishes and stuff like that.
Listen to you, Jake.
I know.
Show bags, more importantly. Yes. Any new ones this year? Anything special?
Yeah, new and up. We sort of delayed our deal making with show bags and ride providers because I just wanted to make sure that when it came to show bags, that our show bags were sustainable, that all the plastics were biodegradable.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's huge.
Yeah, and it was important that we go in that direction, so I just needed to make sure that all that stuff was in a line before we signed on the dotted line. And with rides, we wanted to make sure that the ride providers wanted to make sure that all these 50 plus free things weren't going to impact those guys, and it was just a matter of convincing them that this runs parallel to rides. People will always want to jump on the big rides, and this is just an addition that gets added to the fun.
It looks really great. I'm super excited. We're definitely going to go as a team down there.
And yeah, we'll go on the cha-cha and I'm going to squash them. You know when you're on the cha-cha and when it finally swings out, whoever's in the right, you push into them on the side and try and squish them?
And then you get stuck there.
Now, Gabe, you've got like a little taste of the show happening tomorrow, correct?
Today?
Yeah.
10 a.m. Today.
Nice one. Yeah, so what's all that about?
At the station, it's a launch of the show, a media launch, but it's open to the public. There'll be free rides, free fairy floss, free snow cones. And again, it's just pushing the value that we give out. But we'll also be announcing for the first time we're rolling out this year our golden ticket winner, which is very Willy Wonka in nature. But I've got
Jay's eyes just
wide. I've got this great golden ticket that if over the last 6-8 weeks, have you been able to find and solve all the riddles on our website and you get to the station and you found out the code to the padlock to get in, you earn yourself a golden ticket, which gives you a free family pass for life to the show.
Wow.
We'll do only one every year forever. So we have an honorary board at our show society with life members and life patrons, and now I want to have life family community members added to that too.
That's great. I love that. Well done.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are a community event that involves the community and is ran by the community, so why not give something like that away to get community involved for long term, forever?
Mate, thank you for coming in. We are excited. Newcastleshow.com.au for all of the details, and, of course, back March 6th through to the 8th, guys.
Yep.
Very good. Thanks, man. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, look forward to see you guys at the show.
Excellent. Age, sex, location up next. We've got an age, sex, location. If it matches you, give us a call, 13 10 09. Today, if you are a 38-year-old male from the Newcastle Council area, give us a call right now, 13 10 09. We'll play next at New FM. Good morning.
Dave, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Denovos. Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location. Where are you now that
I need you? It's your last chance, really, to get $1,000 just now. 30 seconds on the clock. If you're a 38-year-old male from Newcastle, the lines are still open. Let's start this stopwatch now.
131009. Call us now.
If you're 38, male, and from the Newcastle Council area.
Yeah, what are you guys doing after work today?
We got someone.
Let's take him.
Yes.
UFM, who's this?
Jay.
Hey, Jay.
How are you, mate?
Made it just in time.
So you're a 38 male and you live in the Newcastle council area, hey?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Mate, what a winner. Happy days. Lucky you. All right, we need a lucky number for you. We're going to spin the cash balls. If your number comes out, you win $1,000. What's your number, mate?
My number will be, hopefully, number 15.
Did you say 15 or 16?
15.
Okay, 1-5.
Spin the cash balls, right. Jay. Here we go, Jay.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, God, I hope you get this. What would you spend the grand on?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd have to lash out and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait another day.
Why not? It's like free money.
It is free money. It's not like free money.
All right, so we're after number 15 for you, Jay. Sadly, number 24 came out.
Sorry,
too
man.
Bad.
Thank you
too
for
bad.
Playing, though. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. So your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. Back tomorrow. And tomorrow we thought we'd do something a little bit different, right? If you listen to the show early on, you know, around the 6 o'clock hour, keep listening because we're going to give you a head start before everyone else. We're going to reveal the age, sex, and location early on in the show. So you get to hear them both before everyone else. So
that's right. It's like a special treat for listening to the show more.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, Producer Jackson, 105 commercial free up next.
I got some... Natalie Imbruglia on the way.
Has she given birth yet?
Yeah, she had a baby. Do you know what? She would be the coolest mum, right?
Oh.
Do you
reckon? Well, I don't...
Jay clearly hates Natalie Imbruglia.
I'm
not a fan.
I was just thinking, what's she doing that so good?
It's just her vibe. She's cool.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I don't follow her.
Oh, look at the Debbie Downer in the room.
Sorry.
Jesus. God.
I don't know anything about her.
Well, she's cool, all right?
Can I just say, where has this come from, this Nat Imbruglia hate, Jay?
You're like those two girls on X Factor that asked her who she is. I'm not having that attitude this morning. This is new Sam Smith.
Yeah, great.
Ooh, I love Mardi Gras.
Yeah. He's playing at Moore Park, I'm pretty sure, next weekend as well. Like that's a separate thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Voice. And when you speed it up, it sounds like Adele. That's fascinating. And then, of course, Queen Bee, Beyonce, Single Ladies.
Oh, this is good. I'm liking this.
Yeah, brilliant stuff.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Thank you, Jackson. We'll be back tomorrow, guys, for the Friday edition of the show. And don't forget, if you want to catch up on anything that we do here on the show, follow us on Apple Music and on Spotify.
Yeah, wherever you get your podcast, you can find us. Just search The Novo.
All right, we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.